This is the last video in a three-part series that helps you get started with Microsoft Azure Backup. Azure Backup is a simple and powerful service that empowers customers to backup Microsoft workloads to Azure. This series will help you backup Windows servers to Azure. This video will demonstrate backing up and restoring files and folders from a Windows server to Microsoft Azure. You need to have installed the Recovery Services Agent on your production server and registered it with a vault in Azure to get started. If you haven't done so, please follow the instructions in the previous video. To begin, launch the Azure Backup Snap-in. In the app, you need to configure the backup policy by selecting items to be backed up, specifying the frequency to back it up, and finally scheduling these backups. To do so, begin by clicking the Schedule Backup button. The first screen has information on getting started. If this is the first time you are using the service, I recommend that you take the time to read this. In the next screen, you will select items that you want to protect. You can choose as many or as few files and folders or volumes you want to backup. The Specify Backup screen is an important one. This screen is where you set the synchronization frequency, that is to say, when and how often backups are taken, and the retention policy, that is to say, how long the backups are preserved. This affords a great deal of flexibility, and you can enter these parameters to match your requirements. Once you have entered this information on the confirmation screen, you're able to review all the information you have entered. Once you confirm, you're able to finish the wizard and start backing up data on your production server to Azure. Now that you've scheduled a job, it will run at specified time and back up your production data. Let us now look at a workflow to recover the data. To begin, click on the Recover Data button. This will launch the Recover Data wizard. The first screen asks you to identify the server on which the backup was created. In this demonstration, the files are being recovered were originally backed up on this server. In the next screen, you are afforded a recovery mode. Select the browse mode if you know exactly where the files and folders you are trying to restore are located. The search mode will help you search for files within the backup. This is useful when you do not know the exact location of the file that you are trying to recover. In this demonstration, we will use the browse mode. In the next screen, you will begin by selecting a volume. If you have multiple volumes being backed up, you can run Recovery Wizard on one volume at a time. You'll need to select the date and time next. This affords you the flexibility to recover the exact version of the file or folder you're trying to restore if you have multiple copies of the files and folders in your backup history. In the next screen, you will select items for recovery. The search for file workflow would have allowed you to search for a file or a folder in this screen. You can select the files and folders or entire volume as per your need to restore. In this demonstration, the one file that was backed up will be recovered. In the next screen, you will need to select the location where you want to restore the file to. You have an option of restoring it to the original location, that is the location from which the original backup was taken, or restoring it to another location of your choice. In case a file of the same name exists in the recovery destination, you have an option of overwriting, creating a copy, or not recovering the file at all. Furthermore, you have an option of restoring the permissions set on the originally backed up files or folders. Once all the details are entered, recovery operation can be initiated by clicking on the Recover button. This is the end of this demonstration. Now that you see how simple and powerful the service is, go ahead and start backing up your production servers with Microsoft Azure Backup. Thanks for watching.